The U.S. is recovering from the Great Depression, Hitler is rising to power, and the Hindenburg crash the year before. People love the radio. It's where they get their information and entertainment. There's no TV, and nothing like this has ever been tried before.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century,
this world was being watched closely. My intelligence is greater than man's, and yet is mortal as his own.
That first voice was Orson Welles, who directed and narrated the War of the Worlds radio drama that was adapted from H.G. Wells' novel of the same name. The second voice was Thomas Tatum, the 16-year-old junior who plays Orson Welles in the Fern Creek production.
It's just been fun having a lot of reading through and listening and reproducing old material that's that isn't around anymore. It's like viewing an entirely different culture, really.
Because whose ever cell phones are plugged into my 1938 living room, please get them out.
It's rehearsals. That's the voice of theater and radio teacher Brian Miller.
We said, what can we do that only Fern Creek High School can do? And every drama department, every theater department in the city could come and bring you Oklahoma or Hairspray. We're the only ones that could do this and lay claim to an actual live broadcast.
Miller is a fan of War of the Worlds and knows his school's radio station is special. He calls it one of Fern Creek High School's strengths.
Really, it's a combination of theater, music, and radio, but we'll have close to 40 performers on this stage live here on the night.
Miller says theater departments serve as an additional conduit for teaching other important subjects, like history. This production shows students how people lived their lives in 1938. And things they might not otherwise experience, like families gathering around the radio to listen. 10th grader Alexander Jenkins plays the husband of a frantic woman who's among those who think the War of the Worlds invasion is real. He says being in the production helps him think about this sort of context.
I think it's more fun this way. It's like you pay attention more and you get more details. Like you actually get to see real people dressed up and everything.
His wife in the play, 12th grader Shelby Fogarty, was asked whether her generation can relate to her character, who ends up reporting to police what she heard on the radio.
Probably seeing things on the internet and then everyone's kind of believing that those are true. And like I know there's something that just happened recently that like happened like that, but it's kind of like people all believe it and then they're like, oh, that's not real. So those kinds of things.
Do you think every generation has something like that where in 20, 40 years from now we're going to say, I can't believe people thought that was real?
I think so, because it seemed to have been a repetitive thing in history usually repeats itself.
Mr. Miller says the show will start with orchestra music from the school's band.
The premise of the original broadcast was that it was an orchestra concert that kept getting interrupted.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars.
By the time, you know, we hear the words, the Columbia Broadcasting System presents Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds, by the time we hear those words, it will be 76 years to the minute.
The production will open on October 30th at the school's theater and on 92.7 FM, The Tiger. Devin Katayama, WFPL News.